instructions, I believe God's laid on my heart. We were praying, we were sharing the word, and I remembered last week when we had, you know, my very good friend, Pastor Francis Madujemu, sharing with us about the dove and the symbol, you know, how it symbolizes also the Holy Spirit. When you have a dove on you, remember, you are conscious, okay? Let me just do that again, right? When you have the dove upon you, you are conscious that there's something on you, and that really regulates your conduct, how you rise, how you go up. You are very conscious where you go and how you go and everything. So let me just remember and remind us that also. So don't forget the dove. Genesis chapter 8, we will see somewhere where the dove in the Bible was first mentioned. Genesis chapter 8, verse 8 to 9. Genesis chapter 8, verse 8 to 9. This was Noah. The Bible says he also sent out from himself a dove to see if the waters had receded from the face of the ground. And then verse 9 tells us, but the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, and she returned into the ark to him, for the waters were, listen to this, on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand, took her, and drew her into the ark to himself. Now, I want you to picture this and use your imagination. Noah, his wife, three children and their wives, eight souls, have been stuck up, locked down inside that ark with all kinds of animals for the past 1 year because of a flood. Now, to test the waters, to see what was happening on the earth, the Bible records that dove was sent out by Noah, a dove. Now, let us look at some significant things about the dove. Just come with me. We are on a journey, and I believe you will learn something that will transform your life today. And you will see the application of this in your own personal life. Now, the dove. Let's see some things about the dove. The dove, according to Genesis chapter 7, verse 2 to 3, was one of the clean birds, okay? And God told Noah, bring in clean birds, bring in, you know, clean animals, and also unclean birds and unclean animals. So the dove was one of the clean birds Noah took into the ark. We see that in Genesis chapter 7, verse 2 to 3. All right? But the dove was actually the second bird that Noah sent out of the ark to check out the situation of the earth in Genesis chapter 8, verse 7 to 8. Because the first bird was actually the raven. Well, let me say something about that, okay? Just follow shortly as I just try and flow with this slide, right? The dove found no place on which to rest, and it returned to Noah in the ark. Why was that? That the dove did not find a place to rest and return to Noah in the ark, we will also address that shortly. Okay, number four, the dove was what gave the green light eventually to Noah to know what was happening in the earth and when to return, when to step out of the ark into the earth. So the dove was what gave the green light to Noah. Right, so come back with me. Let us look at that step by step. Now, one of the clean birds Noah sent was that dove, because there were also unclean birds. Now, you need to understand what that means. Why a clean bird and why an unclean bird? Now, we said the second bird Noah sent out was actually the dove. But what was the first bird? All right? If you can just remove the slide for now and listen to this. According to that Genesis chapter 8, if you read verse 7, Genesis chapter 8 and verse 7, the Bible said, then he sent out a river, which kept going to and fro until the waters had dried up from the earth. Then verse 8 now said, he also sent out from himself a dove to see if the waters had receded from the face of the ground. So the second bird was the dove, but the first bird was a raven. Now, you need to understand something here and how this is applicable to you and I. That raven, which was the first bird, was an unclean bird. The first thing that he sent out of that ark, after this being locked down for 1 year, around this time, 1 year and a month, was something unclean. You say, how does this apply to my life? Just follow on. Get rid of everything that is unclean. Now, the raven, you need to understand, when you hear about a ravenous bird, it's a flesh-eating bird. It's an unclean bird. Okay, somebody's asking, what do you mean by an unclean bird? Now, when you see unclean bird or unclean animal in the Bible, it just talks about some animals that God, or birds that God had said, look, these ones are unclean, which means ceremonially, don't offer these ones to me as offering. I don't take unclean offerings. So, and God clearly specified what the unclean ones were and what the clean ones were. So if you want to make a sacrifice in those days, you offer from a clean animal or a clean bird. And secondly, unclean means don't eat. Don't eat this set of animals or this set of birds. They are unclean. So they are unclean for two reasons: not fit for sacrifice and not fit for human consumption. So the first thing he gets rid of, let me just borrow that word, is what's unclean. Comes out of the ark. But then what happened to that unclean bird? The Bible said it flew and never returned. It just kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Do you know that the raven feeds on flesh? You will see something about the dove later. The dove does not feed on human flesh. So picture this, a flood, a devastating flood had just killed everybody on the earth. Picture this. Where were the bodies? Where were the dead bodies? You can start using your imagination. Why did the raven not return? The raven was feeding on those flesh. It could literally feed on the flesh. That's why the raven found it comfortable to just get out of the ark and never return to the ark. But the dove is a clean animal, clean bird, sorry. And the dove does not feed on flesh. See, anything symbolic of the flesh in the Bible is unclean or evil. When you look at Galatians chapter 5 from verse 17 to 21, we'll get there later, you will see all the evil works that the flesh manifests, the works of the flesh. Evil, murders, adultery, fornications, lasciviousness, just name it. Those are the works of the flesh. So the raven found it comfortable to step out of that ark and not return because it was an unclean thing. Get rid of what is unclean first. All right? You stay with the dove. Remember, don't forget the dove. So the dove, second bird, clean bird, steps out of the ark but comes back because the dove cannot dwell on flesh. We will see later how the dove is symbolic of the pure, gentle Holy Spirit as a metaphor. So the dove, the Holy Spirit, does not rest on the flesh. The Bible tells us that that dove could not find a place to rest. So the dove returned back to Noah. Then we see later, if you read that passage, and I'm just kind of running because of our time, the Bible says again, Noah sends out that dove. That was, he waited. Okay, let's just go to that passage. Let's read it so that we can take it easy. Verse 9, Genesis chapter 8, but the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, and she returned into the ark to him. For the waters were on the face of the whole earth, so he put out his hand and took her. He drew her into the ark to himself. Verse 10, and then he waited yet another 7 days. Listen to this. Again, he sent the dove out from the ark. Excuse me. Why did Noah choose to send a raven? And why did Noah choose to send a dove? There were other birds in that ark. There were other unclean birds. There were other unclean animals. There were other clean birds. There were other unclean birds. Why was it that it was a dove? These are the thin, soul-searching questions I began to ask, and I began to get some understanding, which I am just simply, in the simplicity of this word, share with you today. So, verse 10 says, he waited 7 days, he sent that dove out from the ark. Look at it again. Then the dove came to him in the evening, and behold, a fleshly plucked olive leaf was in her mouth. And Noah knew that the waters had receded from the earth. But then look again, verse 12. So he waited yet another 7 days, and he sent the dove again. Please don't forget the dove. He kept sending out the dove. The raven had gone. The flesh had gone. You know, the ravenous was busy feeding on flesh. He sends out the dove. The dove will not stay because there was flesh. The dove does not eat flesh. But on the second time, it comes back with an olive leaf. That's also to show that, wow, there is vegetation and things are coming back to life. But the dove returns. Okay? On the 27th day of the month, the earth was dried. And then verse 12. Look at this. Verse 12. So he waited yet another 7 days, sent out the dove. And something happens here. The dove did not return to him anymore. Please note that the dove will not return to him anymore. Now, how did Noah know that it should be the dove that was going to give him that signal? Why not another bird? I want you to pause to think. Why wasn't it another bird? Why a dove? Listen, look at this simple analogy. Noah had spent 1 year in that ark with all the birds, all the animals, clean and unclean. Listen, if you spend that long in the same place with different people, there's a way you will have understood, in a way, what each of them represents or can do. Noah had spent long enough time in that ark understanding the dove. We are going somewhere. Have you been in this lockdown and have you spent time to understand the dove? The dove is symbolic of the Holy Spirit, which we're going to see shortly. All right, so let's figure out on Noah and that dove. The Bible tells us in that verse number 12 that Noah sent the dove out and the dove did not return to him anymore. But you know what? If the dove was the one that was given the indication and the green light, and the dove goes out of the ark and does not return to me anymore, I shouldn't forget something about the dove. Noah, don't forget the dove. After this encounter, we don't, listen, if you read Genesis 8, Genesis 9, and all that, we don't really hear about Noah and him having an encounter with the dove anymore. How does this apply to me? Somebody's asking. You've spent this 1 year fellowshipping, understanding the dove. When you step out of the ark, don't forget the dove. If the dove does not return to you, you follow the dove. Because the dove, all the while, was given the indication of how to go, when to go. So listen, don't forget the dove. Now, let's look at some things. Very clear, very apt. Listen, don't forget the dove. You are the Noah. If the dove does not return to you, you follow the dove. Now, let's now see the return of the dove. Jesus and the return of the dove. Listen, the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 3, verse 21, people were coming to be baptized. Everyone, this was now many, many hundreds of years after. We don't remember Noah, don't forget the dove, but many, 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 many years after, we now see another focus on the dove. This time, Jesus came to be baptized like everybody, right? Jesus came to set everyone free. He's the Messiah. Now, he comes to be baptized like everybody. And when he comes to be baptized, what happens? The Bible said, while he prayed, very important, I'm learning something about prayers now. The moment I just need to show up in the place of prayer and the heaven will be opened. I only need to just show up in the place of prayer. The heaven will be opened. But that's not the focus today. The focus is don't forget the dove. Now let's see the dove. Verse 22. And the Bible says, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, you are my beloved son, in you I am well pleased. Please listen. The dove is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the dove. But this is just a metaphor. Remember, in the time of Noah, the physical dove led Noah. In the time of Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes like a dove. And guess what the Holy Spirit did to Jesus? Started leading Jesus. Don't forget the dove. But the Holy Spirit came as what? Like a dove. Like the bodily form of a dove. I tell you something. This is to remember every Noah who has been under lockdown. The dove has gone. The dove has told you to move. But don't forget the dove. The dove returns to Jesus. And like manner, we see the dove, like the Holy Spirit, like a dove, begin to lead Jesus. When you see that, he began to lead Jesus. And then let's go on and begin to see, why was it that the Bible, have you wondered, the Holy Spirit had to return like a dove? Why not like a raven? Why not like an eagle? Why did the Holy Spirit choose in a bodily shape of a dove to return and come upon Jesus the Messiah? Have you not wondered? And this will begin to help us understand some things about the dove. Now, if you study the Bible, the metaphor, that symbol of the dove, it's just to represent the Holy Spirit. Now, if you put that side by side with what happened in the days of Noah, it's to bring a reminder, a steering. Don't forget the dove. Don't forget the dove. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 also confirms it. The Holy Spirit comes like a dove, bodily. Remember, the Holy Spirit is not the dove. The dove is not the Holy Spirit. It's just a metaphor. So don't forget the dove, Noah. Do not forget the dove. The dove was what showed you when to leave. The dove was what literally told you it's time to move. The dove did not rest upon flesh. That's why it came back. The dove, the Holy Spirit, as that symbolized by the dove, does not eat flesh, does not rest on flesh. But I have got news for you. When you come to Jesus, the Bible tells us we are renewed. We are born again. It's a spiritual birth. The Holy Spirit comes now, not just to rest upon us, but to empower us and fill us on the inside. But I will just go slowly. All right? So let's learn some things about the dove. It was a metaphor, the symbol of the Holy Spirit. The dove was what gave the green light to Noah to know what was happening in the earth. Don't forget the dove, like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what should always give us that green light. The Holy Spirit should always be what should tell us what's happening in the earth. Don't forget the dove. The dove is a clean bird. The dove does not stay where flesh manifests. And I've told us about the works of the flesh. Let's look at it. You will never see the dove, right? This time now, interchange it with the Holy Spirit where the flesh is manifesting. The works of the flesh, right? Let's see the manifestation of the flesh. Where there is adultery, the dove, boom, the Holy Spirit will never lead you into adultery, will never be present where there is fornication. Fornication where two people are married, are having sexual relations. Don't forget the dove. That's not the dove. Yes, we plan to marry next year. Let's start sleeping together and having sexual relations now. That the dove will never manifest or lead you to such. Uncleanness. Remember, the dove, the spirit, is a clean bird. Lewdness. Let's go on and see where you will never find the Holy Spirit symbolized by the dove. Idolatry, anything that takes the place of God. Sorcery, witchcraft, hatred. Oh, you hate somebody? The dove is absent. The spirit is absent. Never will dwell where there is flesh. Contentions, you just like to contend with everything and fight everybody and go into strife. That is never the Holy Spirit. Jealousies, outbursts of wrath. Look at that. Selfish ambitions. Dissensions, heresies. These are the places you will never find the dove. Symbolized by the Holy Spirit, symbolized by the dove. Envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Listen, he says, I tell you beforehand, just as I told in time past. Look at the conclusion. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Remember the dove. The dove will never rest where there is flesh. And you've just seen in a metaphor what a dove is like. Okay, let's now look at some nuggets. What I call some nuggets to learn from the dove. It's amazing. Some things we can glean from the Bible just studying the dove. Number one. The Bible tells us in Psalm 55, verse 6, Psalm 55 and verse number 6. Very interesting. Don't miss this. He said, so I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. When you and I learn to move like a dove, fly like a dove, that will bring us to a place of rest. The Holy Spirit will always lead us to a place where we will find rest. Jesus said, everyone who labors, everyone who's heavy burdened, you come to me, learn from me, I will give you rest. He said, when you learn from me, you will find rest. Nuggets from the dove number two. The dove does not harm. No, it doesn't harm. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Jesus said, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents. Look at that. Harmless as doves. The dove, the Holy Spirit will not harm you. Being filled with the Holy Spirit will not harm you, nor lead you to harm. Number three, the dove is a symbol of love. Oh, you need to read the book of Songs of Solomon. That is a book that just poems. They're like poems read from one lover to another. In Songs of Solomon 115, some of us don't read Songs of Solomon, but I tell you, maybe this is a word for a couple. You need to reignite your love. Go and read the Song of Solomon and sing songs, okay, from the book of Songs of Solomon. It says in verse 15, behold, you are fair, my love. Behold, you are fair. Look at that. You have doe's eyes. Maybe a couple, maybe someone there, you're looking for a name to call your wife, a pet name. Call her Dovey Eyes. Your eyes are dovey, baby. All right, let's move on. Okay, the dove is a symbol of love. Let's check Songs of Solomon chapter 2, verse 14. Maybe you think I'm joking. The dove is a symbol of love. The Spirit of God is a spirit of love. One of the first fruits of the Spirit is love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Look at Songs of Solomon chapter 2, verse 14. Oh, my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the cliff, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice. For your voice is sweet, your face is lovely. Oh, my dove. You're looking for a pet name to call your wife. I'm telling you, when you hear lovey-dovey, dovey love, that is it. It sounds comical, but listen to the word of the Lord today. Robert Schofield, I see you smiling. Can you please tell that beautiful girl beside you, your wife, and say, Dovey, Dovey, Dovey. Dovey rookie. Rookie Dovey. Come on, let's have fun today, people. Come on, come on, come on. The Spirit of God. The Bible tells us about the Spirit of God. The Bible tells us about God. God laughs. Listen, we've just seen from Genesis 8, when the arrows presented their presentation today, God smells. In the book of Genesis, God laughs. Where do you think we got our own emotions from? It's from God, because we are created in the image of God. Listen, another thing, the dove can mourn. The dove can grieve. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 14. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 14. Look at that. Like a crane or a swallow, so I chattered, I mourned like a dove. My eyes fail from looking upward, O Lord, I'm oppressed. Undertake for me. Let me give you another scripture. The dove can mourn, the dove can grieve. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 11. We all growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. That same dove, the gentle dove, the beautiful dove, the clean dove, we can see. When we learn to fly like him, it brings us to the place of rest. It does not harm us. It's a symbol of love. Now look at this. Because the dove can grieve, remember, symbolic of the Holy Spirit, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 warns us, don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. So we can grieve this same lovey-dovey that leads us, guides us, teaches us. We must not grieve because the dove can grieve. Can you begin to see these nuggets and begin to line it side by side? Don't forget the dove. So you and I should not step out of this ark and grieve and let the dove, the Spirit of God, begin to mourn, because we are going back to the things of the flesh. Hatred, unforgiveness, strife, jealousies, murders. You've stayed 1 year. You've lived well. You're stepping out of the ark now. Don't forget the dove. Jesus did something when he walked into that Jerusalem temple. Do you know what he did? The Bible said he entered in Matthew chapter 21, verse 12. Jesus went into the temple of God. He drove out all those who sold, bought and sold in the temple. Look at what he did. And overturned the tables of money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. Remember that symbolic of the Holy Spirit. You cannot make merchandise of the Holy Spirit. Listen, the Holy Spirit is not for sale. The Holy Spirit does not go to the highest bidder. He is a gentle spirit. All you and I need to do is to learn to follow. Learn that he will not harm us and we shouldn't harm other people. He is love. We should go out there now and love as God has loved us and not grieve the Holy Spirit. Let us not make merchandise. Let's not try to buy the Holy Spirit with money or with gifts or bribe. Something happened in the Acts chapter 8, verse 20. The Bible says that the apostles were laying hands on people, and then there was this guy who used to be a sorcerer. He saw them when they were laying hands on these people, that the Holy Spirit came upon them. He was watching and he saw the Holy Spirit was coming on them. You know what he did? The Bible said he offered them money. If we can back up so that we read it in context, all right? Let's read it in context because this will help us now. The guy's name was some guy called Simon, all right? The Bible says in verse 18, look at this. Don't make merchandise of the dove. In verse 20, the Bible says, I'm sorry, verse 18, if we can start from verse 18 in context, Acts chapter 8 and verse 18. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit, remember, symbolized by what? The dove was given. The Bible said he offered them money. Acts chapter 8 from verse 18. He offered them money. Look at that. Saying, verse 19, give me this power also, that on anyone whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit. And verse 20, Peter said to him, your money perish with you because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. Nuggets to learn from the dove. Don't make merchandise of the dove. Let's see further nuggets. And I tell you this, this is an interesting nugget I saw from the dove. This is now a physical, natural dove. We saw from Genesis that the dove will not stay on the earth because at that point in time, the raven cooled. The raven is an unclean bird. The dove is a clean bird. Get rid of every uncleanness and get ready to follow the clean. The Bible tells us, we've seen all the nuggets to learn from the dove. We've seen Jesus and the dove. Now let me tell us something, and this touched me. Dove eats healthy. Dove. Do you know what dove eat? Seeds, cereal, grains, vegetables, fruit, leafy green. This might be a direct word of knowledge to somebody. You're wondering, what do I start eating and how do I eat healthy? Can you have more seeds to your diet? And this is scientifically proven that these are things. These are things somebody just posted there. They don't eat pounded yam. You know, whatever that means. You know, we're having fun today, but in the midst of the fun, let's not forget the dove. Okay. That's very funny. Thank you for that. Whoever put that there. You know, it's good to come into your house and interact with you. I look forward to seeing you physically, but even if we don't see you physically, we are still going to be online from all over the world and we'll still be interacting. Okay. The dove eats healthy. Seeds, cereal, grains, vegetables, fruit, leafy green. That's the diet of the dove. Amazing. So you want to do something about your diet, and you came for a church service like this, and you're hearing how to eat healthy. That might be a word of knowledge for you. Don't forget the dove, Noah. Let's go back. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 12. The Bible says, so Noah waited. Yet another 7 days, he sent out the dove. The dove did not return to him anymore. Listen, Noah. Listen, you. If the dove does not return to you, remember the dove was the one that led you out. Don't forget the dove. If the dove does not return, you and I should learn to follow the dove. And I bring this word to a close today. Let us begin to talk to the Lord right now. Let's begin to talk to the Lord. Don't forget the Holy Spirit. There's someone watching. I can sense this. And you are feeling some kind of a presence around you. A presence you can't explain. A conviction within your heart that this message makes a lot of sense. But more than the sense, it's pricking my heart. Listen, one of the things the Holy Spirit symbolized by the dove does, he convicts us of sin. Remember, unclean. The unclean was the first thing Noah sent out. The Spirit of God is upon you right now and asking you to start living a clean life. The unclean bird, the raven, we need to get rid of everything ravenous, everything of the flesh, and allow the Holy Spirit right now. And I pray, Holy Spirit, as you convict every heart, as you convict that heart of sin, I pray, introduce Jesus in your own way. Introduce Jesus. I'm hearing somebody had a dream, and now the dream somehow has been interpreted to you. I don't know how, but I'm hearing that, and I'm sensing and perceiving that this message you've heard today is the interpretation of that dream. God is calling you out of the unclean and calling you into the clean. He's calling you out from iniquity and sin and calling you unto himself to come and start walking in the paths of righteousness. And like the psalmist, he says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For somebody I'm hearing that don't have any fear, even though you're surrounded, but you know what? How you got into that valley? You were led by the Spirit of God, because the Lord, Psalm 23 verse 1 says, is my shepherd. He leads, he guides. You are guarded in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death surrounded. You just follow the Spirit of the living God. Don't forget the dove. And I pray right now, Holy Spirit, heal. I pray right now for somebody. It is written, just like the Spirit of God raised Jesus from the dead, the same Spirit of God gives life to your physical body. Receive strength. Receive strength. Receive strength in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that by the Spirit of God, by the word quickened in your heart, by the Spirit of God today, you are healed. This word has been sent to you to heal you and to deliver you from every destruction. Father, thank you. In the simplicity of your word, in the comical way you've brought this metaphor of the dove as your Holy Spirit, we receive everything you have for us right now. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Thank you. Do that which only you can do and glorify your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, as we step out of the ark, as we start meeting physically, let's not go back to where we stopped and start all over again. There's a difference in when we reboot and when we reset. Rebooting is you just starting all over from where you stopped. Resetting is when everything goes back to the manufacturer's manual, just like the original manufacturer wanted the product, the contraption, the equipment to be. It goes to factory reset. I sense that's what the Holy Spirit is saying. Don't go back and resume where you stopped and start all over just like life continues. No. Reset. 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 I am resetting you, saith the Lord. I am starting all over a new, fresh walk with you. Don't forget the dove. Don't forget my spirit. God bless you.